Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do our morning devotional here that we do every day and wherever you're listening from. It might be night in some places, but thank you for listening, and we're going to be doing this Suffer Well devotional, and today's devotional is called Worthy of Me, and we're going to talk about the topic of love. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into a little teaching here this morning, and I pray everyone is doing wonderful out there. And we start off with a scripture in Matthew 10, 37 to 39. And it says, if you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. And this is a concept I talk about often that many of us miss, but let's get to the devotional. It says, if you love the gift more than the giver, or it says, do you love the gift more than the giver? Do you take more pleasure in your family than the one who created not only the concept of family, but your family itself? The family as a concept, You question. Yes, the pattern on earth as is in heaven. And it says in Matthew 6:10, the next verse, it says, may your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The family was created as a shadow of my heavenly realm, my heavenly family. How then can you prefer the family I created for you over me? May I expose your top three reasons? It is not that I don't understand your decisions to place them above me, even if I unintended. I know your heart. It too is a creation of mine. The third reason is you claim that loving them is loving me. The second reason is my father and mother never loved me properly, so I vow to do it right. And the third one is we can touch them, or the first one, we can touch them, hold them, feel them, and see them. Love is also something I created so you could know me, my character, and my nature. And then we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it gives a wonderful definition of love. And why don't we go ahead and read it right now before we continue? And it says, love is the greatest. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could have moved mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustices, but it rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful, and endures throughout all every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete. And even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as Yahweh knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. So that is 1 Corinthians 13, a very common, popular verses or chapter. And we continue. It says, if you are in love, you are in me, and I am love. If you are in me, then you are not in error. Choosing family above me is error. Once you have properly connected with me in love, only then may you properly love others. Again, you cannot love apart from me. I am love. I cannot be separated from love. All love contains me. I define love. None of your ideas of love are correct apart from me. Here are my top three ways to help remedy your problem. Number one, repent. Number two, open your heart or your mind to me first. And number three, spend time with me so you can learn how to love. Soon, and very soon, my child, you will realize that because of my love, you are worthy of me. And all the love that I offer, I am in love with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is the reading this morning. And the third remedy of this problem was to spend time with me so you can learn how to love me. How much time do you really spend in prayer every day? When people contact me and they tell me they're going through stuff, it's one of the first questions I ask them. I said, how much time do you spend in prayer every day with our Creator? Somebody told me recently, oh, about 15 minutes a day. There's 24 hours in a day. You spend many hours watching TV and sports and doing all these things. How much time do you spend with Him every day? This is something that is serious to consider and a serious matter here. And I want to look at what the scriptures say, but the idea is, and what we're talking about here, is love. Now, in 1 Corinthians 13, if you change the word love with Yeshua, then you will get it. Yeshua is patient. Yeshua is kind. Yeshua is not jealous, boastful, or proud, or rude. He does not demand his own way, nor is irritable, and keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice. He does not rejoice about injustices whenever truth wins out. Yeshua never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful and endures throughout every circumstance. So we see the idea of love. Yeshua is love. The greatest love that Yahweh gave us was Yeshua. Even us that don't deserve it, He killed His own Son for us. That's love. That's putting Him before everyone else, before family, before everything. And we read this. Let's look at Bible verse about loving our Creator, because it has to start. There's a pattern here. It's loving our Creator first, loving us second, loving our others third, and then loving our enemies fourth. We can't get to one without doing the other. And that has to be the pattern. But it begins with loving our Creator first. Colossians 3 verse 1-2 says, since then you have been raised with Yeshua, set your hearts and things above, where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your minds and things above, not on earthly things. That's what number one has to come down to spend time with Him. You cannot properly love others, you cannot properly love yourself, and you certainly can't love your enemies unless you're loving Yahweh and spending time with Him daily in prayer. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, which of course is to love your family and others before loving God. It says, no, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve that Yahweh's will is pleasing and is His perfect will and good for you. And we get to understand that. We have to understand that. Revelation 2 verses 2 to 5 says, I know your works, your labor and your endurance, that you cannot tolerate evil. You have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not. You have found them to be liars. You also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from the place unless you repent. As we discussed in the devotional, repentance, repentance, repentance is one of the ways to redeem this problem. And why? What happens? Why does the fire burn out? Why don't we love our Creator like we originally did? What happened? Jeremiah 2:32 says, does a young woman forget her jewelry, her bride, her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me. days without number. Proverbs 23:26 says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. We have to love. We have to have a severe thirst for Yeshua. We have to love him above others. Genesis 32:26 says, then the men said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Exodus 33:18 says, then Moses says, now show me your glory. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will see me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And 1 Chronicles 22:19 says, now devote your heart and your soul to seeking Yahweh, your Elohim. Begin to build the sanctuary of Yahweh, your Elohim, so that you may break the Ark of the Covenant, or bring the Ark of the Covenant to Yahweh and the sacred articles belonging to Yahweh to the temple that will be built for the name of Yahweh. John 7:37 says, on the last and the greatest day of the festival, Yeshua stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. And 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually, continually, continually. Loving him more than your own life. That's what it's about. Job said, I esteem the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. That Yahweh is more important than even our own life. That's how it has to be. Proverbs 3:32 says, For the forward is an abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. John 15:15 says, no longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And Romans 8:28-29 says, and we know that in all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those Yahweh foreknew, he also predestined to be comforted to the image of the Son of Yeshua, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Knowing the will of our Creator. Making time for our Creator. What is important to you and how important is it? Ephesians 1:4-5 says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to the sonship through Yeshua, our Messiah, in accordance with his pleasure and will. And 1 Corinthians 1:16 says, for in him all things were created, things of heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. We have to understand we should never, ever, ever doubt our Creator or leave our Creator, and in all ways and all times seek him. It might seem easy to seek him when things are going great, but believe it or not, many people forget him. When things are going bad, many people forget him. Deuteronomy 6:12 says, then take care lest you forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Deuteronomy 8:11-14 says, but that is the time to be careful. Beware that your plenty you do not forget Yahweh, your Elohim, or disobey his commands, regulations, and decrees that I am giving you today. For when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and your herds have become very large and your silver and gold have multiplied along with everything else, be careful. Do not become proud at the time and forget Yahweh, your Elohim, who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. We must always remember him no matter what. Some of you have already forgotten the great price that he paid for you. And with that, you seek him less. You pray less. You spend less time with him. Galatians 3:13 says, Yeshua redeemed us from a curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for Yahweh has made Yeshua, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with Yahweh through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He is who we must seek. We should be like David, a man of Yahweh, who said Yahweh is a man after Yahweh's own heart. One of the things David did was meditate on the word. He loved Yahweh's word. Where is your passion? Do you have a passion for Yahweh's word? Like when Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Psalms 119, 47 and 48, David says, I shall delight in your commandments, which I love. And I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. And then Psalms 119, verses 2 and 3 says, how blessed are those who observe his testimonials, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. So many of you today are so far from our Creator that you're looking at his commandments and making excuses not to keep them. When you love our Creator, you want to please him. You want to please him. And you want to understand his grace and his mercy. John 14, 23 to 24, Yeshua replied, anyone who loves me who will obey my teaching. My Father will love them. I will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. Do we understand the concept of that or get that? Philippians 1:23 says, but I am hard pressed from both directions, having a desire to depart and to be with Yeshua, for that is very much better. We must have a longing to worship Yahweh in heaven. We must seek him first. Yeshua replied, love Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And that's where love begins. It has to begin with loving him more than anyone else or anything else. Then once we do that, we have to understand what it is to love ourselves. We have to understand that there are so many people that are suicidal in this world and suffer from depression and everything else, and they don't love themselves. They don't understand that, and that's because they don't love Yahweh first. The Bible says we must love ourselves. Psalms 139, 14 says, I will give you thanks to you because I've been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this. Ephesians 5, 29 says, for no one has ever hated his own body, but he nourishes and tenderly cares for it, as Messiah does the church. And Proverbs 19, 8 says, to create wisdom is to love oneself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. We need to understand the concept of love and the love of Yahweh for us. And in the greatest respect, appreciation, and everything else, we love what he created in us. And then we can learn to love others, as it says, love others as you love yourself. Mark 12, 31 says, the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than this. And Leviticus 19:34 says, treat them like a native-born Israelite and love them as you love yourself. James 2:8 says, nevertheless, you are doing the right thing. If you obey the royal law and keeping the scripture, you must love your neighbors yourself. And Leviticus 19:8 says, you are not to seek vengeance or hold a grudge against the distance of your people. Instead, love your neighbor yourself. It even tells us to love our enemies. We understand we have to love ourselves and love others as we love ourselves. And it all begins with loving Yahweh. I'm not telling you to self-worship yourself. I'm not telling you to put yourself above others or think of yourself more special than them. All of us are Yahweh's beautiful, beautiful children. That's why we have to understand the true concept of family. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 and 2 says, you must realize, however, that in the last days, difficult times will come and people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful and unholy. Proverbs 21:4 says, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked are sin. And as we read in the other devotion the other day, Proverbs 18:12, haughtiness comes before destruction. Humility precedes honor. Galatians 6:3 says, for anyone who thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Praise should come from another person and not from your own mouth, from a stranger and not from your own lips, Proverbs 27:2. We have to understand on the awesome love that Yahweh has for us. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because Yahweh loved us first. See, that is the true pattern. He loved us, we love him. We love others, we even love our enemies. Well, we love our, he loved us, we love him, we love ourselves, we love others, we love our enemies. Ephesians 2:4-5 says, but Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, even when we were dead because of our offenses, made us alive together with the Messiah. By grace you have been saved. Remember what it said in 1 Corinthians 13? Love doesn't hold any wrongs. Psalm 36:7 says, how precious are you, is your gracious love, Yahweh. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. And Romans 5:8 says, but Yahweh commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Yeshua died for us. We have to understand the love of others is truly loving ourselves. And we can't love others until we love ourselves. But Romans 12 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of rivalry or conceit, but humility considers others as much more important than yourselves. And Galatians 5:26, let us not become boastful, challenging one another and envying one another. Now remember, we cannot enable each other. We cannot enable each other. Exposing somebody's sin is true love. We have to get a different concept of love and caring for somebody. That's what true love is. It's not letting people get away with stuff. It's exposing stuff. We judge each other because we love us. We love each other. And and Yahweh judges us because he loves us. That's what it's about. To lift us up, not to tear us down. That's what it has to be about. To help each other. 1 John 3:10 says, but the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil can be distinguished. Anyone who does not participate righteousness is not of God, nor anyone who does not love his brother. 1 John 4:7-8 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And 1 John 4:16 says, and we have to come to know and believe the love that Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Whoever abides in love abides in Yahweh, and Yahweh in him. 1 John 4:12 says, no one has ever seen Yahweh, but if we love one another, Yahweh remains in us, and his love is perfected in us. And Romans 5:5 says, and hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured into our hearts through his Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. And the hardest thing we understand, and it was a really important lesson for me to understand this about love, and one of the most important things that so many people don't understand. True love should be unconditional. That was such a hard concept for me to grasp. Whenever somebody has conditions, they might not be bad. Conditions aren't bad, but they're not. It's not love. True love is unconditional. So I'm not saying when there's conditions, it's wrong. Or no. I mean, agreements and covenants are made on conditions. But love is something different. 1 Corinthians, we read in 13, says, love is patient, love is kind, and not jealous. Love does not brag about arrogant, and is not unbecoming. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked, does not take into account wrong suffering or wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth. Bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And 1 Corinthians 13 again says, love never ends. Love never ends. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as Yahweh forgive you in Yeshua. And Jeremiah 31:3 says, Yahweh appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Romans teaches how to love without, to love others. It says in Romans 12:9-13, let love be without hypocrisy. Philippians 2:3 says, in humility, consider others more important than yourselves. And 1 Peter 2:17 says, love the brotherhood of believers. 1 Peter 1:22-23 says, love one another deeply. Remember this. Love others as you love yourselves. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So also you must love one another. Remember all the way back in Leviticus, it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And even in Ephesians, it talks about he who loves his wife loves himself. No one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body. So we must feed and care for others. Luke 10:27 says, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 7:12 says, in everything then do to others as would have them do to you. For this is the essence of the law of the prophets. We should be motivated to do everything we do with love. Proverbs 23:6-7, eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You know, Proverbs 26:25 says, they pretend to be kind, but they don't believe. Their hearts are full of many evils. Love is bold and love is honest. And that's what we have to get. Proverbs 10:27-6 says, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but the enemy multiply kisses. Remember what I said. Rebuking someone doesn't mean you don't love them. That means you love them. You're trying to help them. And then 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then amongst all these, even more important than loving others and to show the full love of Yahweh is to love our enemies, to love our enemies, to love our enemies. James 1:2-5 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you are involved in various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But you must let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask Yahweh, who gives everyone generously without rebuke, and will be given to him. Proverbs 14:29 says, whoever is patient has a great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. A heart of peace gives life to the body, and envy rots the bones. Learning to love our enemies is a concept that many people can't understand. But when you understand Yeshua, then you can understand this, and you can get a better hand of this. And praise our wonderful Creator for his pattern. He loves us, we love him, we love ourselves, we love others, and we love our enemies. Love, 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 love. I love all you brothers and sisters out there. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all, and have an amazing day today, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Look no further. Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find literally thousands of items to choose from. There are over 1,200 Bibles available in many different versions, communion and sanctuary supplies, pastoral helps such as commentaries, interpretations and historical summaries, Bible study programs, educational resources to homeschool your children are also available. Study Jewish history while deepening your walk with our Lord. Select from the many books of encouragement. the bookstore also carries clothing for